bad.
No, it's not.
I'm just a sweater.
Yeah.
I'm the real L.A. Lakers, you know what I'm saying?
You are.
It started for me. Them niggas was driving down the street. They saw me standing there just leaking. It was like, in L.A.
You're an L.A. Laker.
I'm like, oh, nigga, that's the name of the show. L.A. Lakers. You
see it? What up, Autobots, man? Introduce the topic of today's show, man.
Hello, world. This is Autobots. We out here with S-Class and D-Wee Special. Today, I want to talk about surviving natural elements.
Surviving natural elements. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Being able to withstand being hot. Because your body was regulated and to function that way.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And the effects of our actions by excessive use of air conditionings and...
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can tell you right now, we really testing the limits of this theory because it's probably like a hundo, 105 in the cave, and we had to turn off the fan.
To make this podcast.
To make this possible. So, I'm the biggest nigga in the room. I'm the biggest human in the room. And I leak a lot from my pores. So I'm producing a whole, gallon's worth of liquid.
Does it cause you a lot of discomfort?
You know, I'm very well trained in sitting in the sweltering heat. You know, coming from, you know, Laurel Street, it'd be 20 dudes in a room and there's no AC, no fan, and it's the dead of summer. So yeah, we know how to be hot. But
yeah.
Now that I got a little bit of just like. A little money in my pocket. It's like, man, well, if
you
I
prefer could, not to be hot.
Yeah, I'll pay the money.
Now, you know, the flip side of this is we have conditioned ourselves to not be hot to now we made ourselves punks. Because I have AC in my car, we got AC at the crib. Mm-hmm. When it gets 90 degrees, we acting like we can't control ourselves. I think all the amenities low-key diminish your natural ability to withstand the natural conditions.
Would you call it a form of domestication? Will we be domesticated?
That's a possibility.
Domesticated?
I call it conditioning. I think conditioning is the term because air conditioning.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like,
okay.
It's just conditioning. Like we
No, it's a mindset.
When you were young, we used to play outside full throttle, pedal to the metal in 100 degrees, no worries about how hot it was.
It kicks in once you start paying bills. Once you start paying bills, and you understand you can control
the temperature,
how you feel in the day, that's when you start noticing how hot it is. Until then, because I was telling the wifey the same shit the other day, is when we was in, the summertime was always fantastic, K through 12.
Yeah, and then after that,
I didn't even feel the heat.
You forgot.
Anytime from kindergarten through 12th grade, like, what heat? I don't even remember being hot.
So then it makes you say...
I just didn't have to go to school.
So then it makes you say, well, what was that transition? And like you said, it became being grown.
When I had to go to work.
Right.
Like, oh, I got it. It's hot today.
AKA doing something you didn't want to do.
Yeah, it's hot now.
I got to go outside. Like, wow. Like, what is going on here?
It's killing me.
Now, do you think there are possible side effects being exposed to too much air conditioning for long periods of time?
It can make you soft, man.
As far as like, cancerous.
Are you talking like illnesses?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know. That might be a good theory for somebody to actually run some tests on because I feel like just like people who shield themselves from the sun end up becoming vitamin D deficient. So somebody who centers themselves around AC, I'm sure there has to be some sort of residual effect, right?
A crippling effect
to
your human body.
Well, exactly. You know, for some people too, they really can't withstand the heat. Like they overheat. So if their body can't process the heat, if they can't cool off, they overheat. You know what I'm saying? They get migraines, headache. Like wifey's that way. Like her body doesn't release heat. Like it'll store it. It just doesn't let it go easily. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So some people can't be in the heat. Some people need it for the energy. You be weak as fuck. You get outside in the sun.
Boom.
Sunshine on your face.
Yeah, now you're strong again.
You're like a plant.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm ready to play now. Yeah.
Exactly. But we all same ingredients.
Well, the reality is the sun is the most powerful source for all living organisms. So
exactly.
We need it.
Exactly.
So we cry about it, but we need it. Like, it's funny because most people, my favorite season of the year is summertime. But it's ironically the hottest season of the year.
Mine's is the winter. I was saying the other day, I'ma love the summer when I'm rich. Summertime is for rich people. because you get to go, that's when they vacation. You going someplace, you know what I'm saying, or you got central air. Where it's nice and cold. You don't feel the heat. You get to touch it when you want to.
Right.
You don't have to experience it throughout the day unless, you know what I'm saying, you're out there in the environment. But at that point, you love it.
Yeah.
But see, this is where I transition my mind. See, knowing I can go in a house and it'd be an ice box, I can sit out here and suffer.
Because you know it's there when you want it.
Yeah, I know. I can walk in and go beep, 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 and sit there and in 5 minutes, like, it's cold as fuck in here, turn it off. You know what I'm saying? So
it's funny because my conditioning is summertime has always represented freedom. Growing up in a school system where every year, when summertime is upon you, you get time away, right? So in my conditioning of being a young person and growing up, summertime has always represented freedom. So here we are, even though it's hot as hell, to me, my mind says, this is the free time. This is when I should be having the most fun, even though it's in the hottest conditions.
Oh, and like moments like this just now, that cool breeze.
You felt
just
that? That was beautiful.
That was beautiful. Nice. I wish you guys were able to feel that. That was wonderful. Very refreshing on the back of the neck.
Actually kind of sleepy.
It's still kind of doing its thing.
Yeah. That was wonderful.
Yeah.
That was the offerings, you know what I'm saying, from the universe. It's just like, you know what, guys, thank you for sharing your genius. I'm going to give you guys a cool breeze.
Here, enjoy this.
As you continue to work now, you know what I'm saying, lift your spirits a little bit, you know what I'm saying, because we acknowledge it. So if something comes into your acknowledgement and you entertain it, whether you want to or not, then it's a part of your existence.
Absolutely.
And that breeze was a beautiful part. I wish it would come back.
I dig that. Yeah. So,
sounds like a good episode to me. 7 minutes? Boom.
Yeah. So, we will,
we'll wrap that up, man.
We'll wrap that up. I'm probably going to edit this later. So, we appreciate you guys for coming through and chatting with us. Listening with us, please comment. Let us know what you think. We'll get back with you. I wish you all the best until the next.
Peace out.